Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. Praise Yahweh. And if you're listening in, stay tuned because we got a great show lined up for you. We're going into the message tonight entitled Vile Vipers and Pied Pipers. We're going to talk about human secular humanism, and we're going to get into the details of humanism, how that it is crept into the quote-unquote Christian church and has become the norm rather than the exception. Now, we're talking about those who address or adhere to a chosen God rather than a chosen people. We're looking at the Webster's Dictionary. I'll give you the definition of humanism just to bring you into what we call tonight vile vipers. We believe that humanism, we're coming out straightforward and telling you that it is out of Satan's pit, that humanism was designed to counter the truth or the chosen people of God. Now, Webster defines humanism, and here's what he says, having an individualistic and critical spirit with an emphasis upon secular concerns. Secular concerns. Further to this, it goes on, it includes an attitude or way of life centered around human interest or values. A philosophy that usually rejects a supernaturalism or God. It rejects God, ladies and gentlemen, the Creator, and stresses an individual's dignity, worth, and capacity without a salvation gift, stressing an individual's dignity, worthy, and its a capacity is the major message emanating from all of the churches, that is, the churches that are emphasizing, and we believe that 99% are affected with humanism. Now, what about humanism? It rejects the Creator choosing the people, and they in turn choose a God. In other words, they choose a totem pole. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got those that worship totem poles. We've got those that worship trees. Ladies and gentlemen, I love nature as good as anybody, but I am not about to worship Mother Nature and make her my God and make it a god of a secular humanism. As much as I admire and appreciate the earth is not the question here. The question is, have you been chosen of the Almighty God? Have you repented? Are you baptized in the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh? Have you repented of your sins? Have you come before Him humbly and submitted to a divine Creator? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says when God appears upon the earth for the last final time in the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel after the great battle of Armageddon coming to a scene, a town near you, you will see it played out as these humanisms, they are like infected vile vipers and pied pipers preaching and teaching the secular humanism, we are the world. They worship the rocks, totem poles. They worship Madonna. Oh, I could go on. But God chooses the people He will have to follow Him and to be His people. Only God. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Our religions of the world are based upon a chosen God. But true Christianity, like Hebrewism, is based upon a chosen people concept. And that's what I'd like to talk to you tonight about, a chosen people, a concept that flies in the face of humanism. humanism is something that all of the world marches to the beat of the drums. Oh, we're just one big happy family down here. Glory to God. God loves us all. And isn't it wonderful that we could create a utopia? And now we've got the Christians that want to be raptured out of the situation. But listen, as the scriptures tells us in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations, beginning at verse 33. Either make the good, the tree good. Now, we're not talking about humanism here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the soul of those that are chosen. And Yahweh is speaking very clearly here that there are some that are not to be chosen. Now, did he say himself that of all the families of the earth in Deuteronomy, listen as we read here, verse 6 of Deuteronomy chapter 7. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. Yahweh thy God hath chosen thee. Now he said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. Well, what if he didn't choose you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have a next chance in hell, flying through the mist of hell, than you would to get to heaven if God don't choose you. You say, oh, Pastor, buddy, God loves everybody. Well, you know, that's where I'm different with humanism. You must have a salvational God that prefers you or chooses you before the foundation of the world. And if your name is not on the Lamb's book before the foundation, don't expect it to be added during this reign here upon the earth. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something very spectacular wrong about humanism. You are holy people. I have chosen you to be a special people unto myself above all people that are up on the face of the earth. Now, did God choose you because you love a tree or you love Mother Nature or you worship at the foot of a totem pole? Or you tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree? And your love is going to appear. These are the gods of humanism. Secular humanism will not. The gods of Odin and all these worshipers of the past. We have to have a divine incarnated Savior. And you must confess it with your mouth and bow the knee to the great name of Yahweh before you will ever have any chance of being accepted into His kingdom. Now you say, well, Pastor Buddy, God loves everybody. Neither shall you make marriages with these heathen, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and all of these others that I have driven out. You shall not make any covenant with them. And Yahweh did not set His love upon you nor choose you because you were the more in number than any people, but you are the furious people, and God, the Heavenly Father, loved you because you have kept the oath of His commandments. There is a people, a sheep. He said, you're not my sheep. Now, humanism would say, oh, we've all got an equal chance to go to heaven. Well, the Father says right here, I will repay them that hate me to their face. I will destroy them. You say, Pastor Buddy, well, Eve was the mother of all living. Glory to God. And we're all one big happy family. We all came from one blood. When donkeys fly, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an understanding in that message there in the book of Genesis, where it is relating that Eve is the mother of all living. Of course she is. But let me assure you, God is not the God of the dead. There is people that are born in flesh, walking around that is dead as a doornail, having no hope of redemption because they're not His sheep. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, the way you preach, glory to God, only a few people's going to be there that gets in. Let me remind you that the gospel is forever settled in heaven. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken away. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 7, thou art a holy people, and God did not set his love upon you because you were the most people on the earth, but because you were the fewest. Straight is a way, and narrow is a gate, and a few. Broad is a way. Human secularism has its road been broadened because many want to join in, hold hands, as they come together in a humanistic way to worship or praise the God of nature and the God of tradition, the God of Easter, the God of Christmas, the God of Halloween. Yes, there's more Christians participate in Halloween than there are heathen. These are the dead. Oh, yes, they walk around as sepulchers. The Bible said they are full of dead men's bones. They are dead because the gospel and its covenants and its separation factors has no bearing upon them because they're not his sheep. Now, a tree is known by its fruit. You either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else you make the tree corrupt, and there is a corrupt fruit of human secularism upon the earth, and as it is quoted here, that they are the ones that are preaching and teaching the quote-unquote traditionally accepted religious line of thought. When you are a rebel, when you are a despiser of man's tradition, when you speak out against it, you are a troublemaker. Christ was a troublemaker. He wasn't a humanistic, secular individual. He come preaching against the world and the things of the world, and he said, anybody that loves it has not my love. And then you turn around and tell me that John 3:16 is a correct scripture, that it was written in the text just like it said, God so loved the world. No way, Jose. Come on, let's get real here. God does not love the world. God does not tell you to love the world. God commands you not to love the world. And if you love human secularism and you want to go to the church of choice and be a good old earthling and you think you're going to heaven on your good deeds, you're going to be disappointed in the day of judgment when he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Oh, they've done good works. They were human secularism keepers. And all now we've got all these churches trying to unite together under the United Nations Charter. Now the United Nations Charter is now issuing little booklets around on promiscuous sexual contact with little children right out of the Talmud that I preached on night before last and gave you indications last night in the message that this nation here is now guilty of a lot of things that we have accused Hitler and Nazis of doing in World War II. We were doing the same thing, only we kept it covered up. That's hypocritical. And the Bible says, he that sits in the heavens shall regard, and every secret work shall be brought into judgment. You know, that's why Pastor Buddy's not very welcome here and there around the country. Human secularism or these traditional churches cannot stand the pressure when I preach against Christmas. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, now what do you got against Christmas? Glory to God. It's just for the children, and we don't need any harm by it. Glory to God. You know, there's nothing wrong in giving gifts. And the Bible says...
17 Weather is brought to you by Dodge and nearly 3,000 dealers who invite you to come see what's new.
The human secular crowd, the politically correct, the Judeo-Christian agenda, the 501(c), grab your little permit and have your little church and we'll give you a tax-exempt status and you only. You rebellers, or you though that don't preach the human secular conditions, cannot have a church. If you are an individual like myself, I am not a licensed out of any organization upon the earth. I am licensed from heaven, and that makes me an opposer of the customs of the world. When he says, for me, neither to be dismayed at the signs in heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them, and for me to learn not the ways of the heathen, for the customs of the people are vain. human secularism, ladies and gentlemen, where they go and cut a tree out of the forest, and they deck it with silver and gold and fasten it with nails and hammers, and then they set it upright as a palm tree, then worship it, but it speaks not. Ladies and gentlemen, they say here they're not afraid and they can't do no evil. Human secularism that approves all these pagan customs of Babylon. Human secularism that supports the Judeo-politically correct agenda. No wonder Pastor Buddy don't have enough people to call him. Here on the radio show, you're afraid to call up. You're afraid to associate with a great man of God that has got the guts to tell you the truth, because you're hid under some woman's skirt tail, or you are so sissified that you sit under some little sissified preacher with his tuxedo on and his button-down priest collar as he quotes the line of human secularism, "We are the world, and God loves everybody. Glory to God, and we're all going to one big happy heaven." Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a problem here. Either make the tree good and the fruit good, or the fruit, the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. Is there any corrupt trees not according to human secularism? Did you know that you can be the most vilest sinner upon the earth? They don't call on you to repent. All you have to do, you can be the biggest pervert. Call the local chaplain or call the Catholic priest today, the local diocese. Call them up and ask them if they are examined, their history, their sexual orientations, or their preferences. Read the book of the Talmud, where it instructs you that it's all right for you to have sex with a 3-year-old Gentile girl if you're a priest and you've done no wrong. And we've got people that confess it, that these people that read out of that book, the Zionists, that they are God's chosen people, not in 1 million years, ladies and gentlemen. It's equal to or above the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, and if God lets them escape with that kind of human secular doctrine, then he's going to have to resurrect the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, and in the days of Noah, and apologize to them. Oh, generation of vipers, I'm talking tonight about a vile generation of vipers and pied pipers. A generation of vipers sets the agenda of human secularism or Judeo-correct political agenda to the churches, and they toe the line. They preach what seems right. They're a generation of pied pipers preaching the doctrine of the vipers. These vipers are the snakes, the generation of those that are there for the very purpose to deceive the very elect. You say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, now, glory to God, I wouldn't get all worked up about that. Glory to God. You know, I go to Sunday school, and we got a great Sunday school teacher. And glory to God, she gets the little quarterly, the Sunday school quarterly, and she teaches the little children." What does she teach the little children? You see, ladies and gentlemen, if parents are instructed right, they get their instructions at home, not the church. You are the church. You are the center, and if you send your children, while you pile up on the couch and become a couch potato, and you send them off to these secular humanistic churches, they're going to come back with all this crap filled in their mind, and they're going to mix and mingle and miscegenate with everything up on the planet, and it's entirely against the Word of God. And Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is bringing it to you tonight, and I ain't pulling no punches. If you ain't man enough to take this gospel, you need to get away from Pastor Buddy, because I'm going to give it to you whether you like it or not. Come hell or high water, the truth will stand forever, and let me tell you for sure, you can add nothing to it and take nothing from it. The Word of Yahweh is forever settled, and let me tell you, in 2 Corinthians, turn with me there, if you will, chapter 4, verse 1, let me read, "Therefore, having sin, we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we don't faint, that we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty." I'm telling you that human secularism tonight is false. the Judeo-politically correct line that is acceptable in the traditional churches as they gather each Sunday, as they worship and play the part of "We are the world. Everybody's welcome here, all race, creeds, and colors. We are not racist here." Well, Yahweh's a racist. He said, "Of you only have I chosen out of the earth. Is it not that we are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and to them only is Christ sent?" The 15th chapter of Matthew, where we'll go in a minute, I'll give it to you. "But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty." I'm teaching you the dishonest things that seem right are not right. And the things that you think that are not right are right. Yes, it is wonderful to be racist. I've done told the black folks, I've got a lot of black brothers and sisters that are friends of mine, and I tell them right up front and right downtown, stay with your own kind and do not miscegenate, because the divine diabolical plot of the evil ones, these vipers that have come in and led the black race astray, and now they're fooling the white race to try to get them to miscegenate and mix and mingle their seeds together, where there will no longer be an original black race or an original white race. Now, the Oriental race is a Cain race-infested race anyway. If you look up the word Cain, it says Oriental. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got major problems here as we are talking the seed line identity, and it brings trouble. I didn't come to bring the peace. I come to bring a division. I come to tell you that we are in dire straits as a Caucasian race, and unless we get a hold of it, and Pastor Buddy blowing the trumpet here on the Shepherd's Call, you're going to be swallowed up with the sorrow that will come up all of them unaware. Notice here, we're not of those that use craftiness, walking in dishonesty, and handling the Word of God deceitfully. You mean there's people? You see, I could change my doctrine here. I could use the word deceitfully. I could play the politically correct Judeo-Christian world, and I could be one of those great preachers that's leaping on the stage and blowing on people and huffing and puffing and doing miracles and things of this nature. I've done that. But after a while, when you begin to see the truth and the light, and you walk in, because let me show you this, there is a blind generation. And I'm preaching to it right now. Notice there is problems here. Verse 3. "I dare you, I challenge you." I won't dare you because it sounds like a unjust challenge, but let me challenge you. Take my challenge here. Turn with me tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." You mean there's somebody lost tonight on the planet? Let me remind you once again, if your name is not written on the Lamb's book, I don't care how much you pray, how much you cut yourself like the prophets of Baal. Do you believe the prophets of Baal, who are the humanists out worshiping trees in the groves? You believe that they are in heaven? Are you waiting on them? It could have been some of your ancestors, maybe some of your kin folks, since you like the human secularism so good. Ladies and gentlemen, human secularism goes against it flies against the truth of a chosen people. A chosen people are not human secularism. They're not in that doctrine. They are a chosen, peculiar people, chosen before the foundation of the world to come and preach the gospel and identify and stand up and be counted and bring the lost sheep back in to the fold. "But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to those that are lost." You mean God would hide a gospel to lose some people? Well, that's what it says here. We're coming back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about tonight, vile vipers and pied pipers, those that are addressing the political correct agenda. That's the pied pipers, and the vipers are those that lay down false doctrine. Pastor Buddy, I'm coming back until you come back. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to Shepherd's Call. We're in here tonight with a good one going on. Human secularism versus the chosen people. Are we going to address the issue? Are we going to skirt the issue? Are we going to bury our head in the sand as the foolish birds that are hiding their eyes from the reality of truth? What do most churches today think about the chosen people concept? Oh, that's offensive. God loves everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know in the 24th or the, let me read this. Let me go over here to read you a verse of scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 34, for your information, if you want to go there and follow me just a moment. Forgive them. You need to order my tape on forgive them not. Now, there's a difference between forgiving them and forgiving them not. And if you will look in the scriptures here, in the scriptures of Luke chapter 23, notice what happens here. Praise Yahweh. Verse 33, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, one on the left. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the surface, that sounds very humanistic. Father, forgive them. Doesn't that sound like the little baby Jesus laying in a manger? Doesn't that sound like Jesus when he said, love your enemies and do good to them that despitefully use you? Pastor Betty, how are you going to get around that scripture when the Bible says that Eve was the mother of all living? We're all from one blood. Ladies and gentlemen, Eve was the mother of all living. There is a generation of people walking around that are dead, twice dead, and plucked up by the roots. And I have done told you, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Only one species upon the planet are chosen to live. You say, oh, there you go. That goes against human secularism, because we are all accepted in the sight of God, because God said, Father, forgive them. Are you sure that's what the scripture says? Have you ever taken the time to read the original Greek scriptures of the quote of 23, Luke, verse 34? Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you go ahead and tell me. I don't have time. I've got to get back to the television set after, and you know, and I'm fixing to leave anyway. You're boring me with all these details. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be bored a long time somewhere where you're going to have a long time to get over it. And let me tell you where that's going to be. Separated eternally from the presence of the divine creator, the light of the world, because you're not his sheep. Because the Bible says his sheep will hear his voice. It does not say in the Greek, for Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It don't say that. Because the knot has been moved around. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, now, the word don't weigh too much. But don't you spell it backwards. It didn't mean very much in the third chapter of the book of Genesis when the Father said, the day that you eat it, you shall surely die, meaning that the day that they engaged in sexual activities, the sexual appetite was aroused, and they began to bring forth offspring, that they would die. When Satan came along and quoted the quote from God Almighty Yahweh, he said, the day that you eat of it, thou shalt not surely die, added one word. Here, the word not has not been added, or it has not been taken away. It's still in there, in the original Greek. But it's been taken away out of the English translation. And then said, Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not, there it is, what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Now, that word not has been moved to make it sound like that God is to forgive these that killed him when he called him himself a generation of vipers. And that hell would be their home, a place of eternal torment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he said, forgive them not. in the original Greek, right, Pastor Buddy, tonight for information, I'll send you an excerpt out of my Greek interlinear, if you don't have one. If you'd like to see what the original Greek says, it might surprise you that he didn't say forgive them. He said forgive them not, for they know what they do. And yet human secularism, especially the Catholic Church, which is full of perverts and is now fallen into disarray, billions of dollars paid out to support the perverted habits of their priest. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that comes from human secularism or the people of the world, the God of this world. You say, Pastor Buddy, who is it that give them the permission to do this? Ladies and gentlemen, they're in charge of the hen house. When the wolf's in charge of the hen house, or the snake's in charge of the hen house, when the viper is in the hen house, there ain't going to be any eggs for you. They're going to eat all your children. There ain't going to be any hatching out in the hen house when you turn the vipers, the wolves, into the hen house, and you've got the Pied Pipers preaching the politically correct agenda and giving them permission to do so. They don't want to fight. They don't want to be branded troublemakers or racists. Even your own black Muslim, they have enough pride to tell you black people not to mix with these infidels, these white trash. Ladies and gentlemen, I would agree with that in a heartbeat. They ain't nothing but low-down white trash that will mix, miscegenate their seed and cross over, and the Muslims are teaching the black race to stay away from the infidels of Christianity. When they say, oh, it's all right, we've got those that in our church, and I have told you time in and time out that we have now a hibernated race of nothing but vipers, unrecognized by the Holy Spirit and God Almighty. Forgive them not. Luke 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them not, in the original Greek. I dare you to go look at it. It is in there, ladies and gentlemen. And here's Pastor Buddy with enough guts to tell you, if you got enough guts to believe it. Oh, a lot of you say, oh, he's just a troublemaker. Don't pay no attention to him. Glory to God. For this cause, God shall send you a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. Now, is there any that's going to be sent from God Almighty a strong delusion? What God would do that? The God of this world. Satan, according to 2 Corinthians, here it is in 2 Corinthians, ladies and gentlemen, we just gave you the scriptures there in 2 Corinthians where he indicated that there is a generation of people who have the gospel hid from them. Notice this, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and here let me tell you who blinded them. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so the God of secular humanism, well, you know, you can't be racist, you can't be prejudiced. And I repeat again, I admire the Muslim race that are teaching their people to stay away from the infidels, as I said again, the white trash that goes out here and mixes and mingles. These are the ones that God has turned over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned. Praise the Heavenly Father. That's what the Bible says here in the Scriptures. Now notice, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even after him who's coming is after the working of Satan. This is secular humanism. The God of this world, Satan, wanting you to worship everything but the chosen people theories of the Bible. Satan don't want you to believe that there is a chosen people. He wants you to believe that you must choose your God. Isn't that what he told Eve? The day that you did, you become as gods, knowing good and evil. Well, that's what he wants you to do. Choose your God. the one that best fitted for you. And so we have all of these major, major, major fallacies to look at. It's called human secularism, and it's all wrapped up in the churches of Christianity, the white trash of the earth, with all deceivableness and all unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God, Almighty Yahweh, shall send them a strong delusion, that they might believe a lie and be damned. You say, I just don't believe God did nothing like that to our little children. If your little children won't honor the word of God, if your mother won't honor the word of God, if your father won't honor the word of God, if you won't stand for the word of God, you will be classified with them that are turned into hell with all nations that forget God. And the word is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it, and they might all be damned who hold not the truth but worship in pleasure of unrighteousness, who believe not the truth. For this cause God shall send them the secular humanist, John 6:64-65. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. Now, ain't that strange that there was some people there that believed not? And the Bible said, except you believe, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Isn't that there is a time that you pass over if you are the chosen, that if you cross over the line of turn, God shall send you a strong delusion. You don't have to send the wicked a strong delusion. They're already lost. Why would he want to send somebody a delusion that's already lost? Human secularism, ladies and gentlemen, those that promote it and those that Pied Pipers that pipe it out to the people in their daily dose of Sunday worship, Christian, Judeo-Christian denominationalism, as they preach the standard of human secularism. Oh, now we can't go against what the government says. We can't go against, they say that if they'll take away our license if we have a church here that other races are not welcome. Now we have to welcome all races into our church. That's what your government said. That ain't what God said. God said my people are a special people to myself and for us not to have any contact with the world, but rather reprove them. And that brings you in direct conflict. When they whipped Peter and beat him in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, in the fifth chapter, they said, we ought to worship Yahweh rather than man. And they beat him and let him go. Well, I've been beat from pillar to post, but I'm still hanging in with the truth. And the truth will make you free. For this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion. For he knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who would betray him. And he said, therefore I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it was given or written in the beginning from the foundation of the world from my Father. And from that time many, many, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Ladies and gentlemen, is there coming a time of truth that it will separate you and you go back and you won't walk with the reality of truth? Would you recognize truth if it hits you in the face with a sledgehammer? Or have you been so conditioned to falsehood and misconceptions about the Bible that you could believe a lie and be damned? Because there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. Are you going to go as the herd goes? Are you going to stop and pull up and say, wait a minute, Pastor Buddy has got a point here. I need to check out Luke 23:34 and see what it says in the Greek. Did God say forgive him or didn't he? Well, you'll get you two different versions at least. At least you'll have a divided opinion. The Greek says forgive him not and the English says forgive him. Now, you take your choice. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're always bringing up these divisive situations, and we're for peace, but you're for war. My. All that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. John 6:44. Jude 16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's admiration. From such turn away, because they speak because they have the advantage. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that my message is not going to go over well good in a human secular church. What if I went down to your local congregation where you go and I preach this message and guarantee you I'll never get out of a book and quote everything out of the Bible? They would throw me out before I got halfway through. The Bible says the time will come that they will kill you thinking that they're doing God a service, so deceived with human secularism that they wouldn't know the truth because they have been bitten by the vile vipers and treated and enchanted by the poison of the asp and the venom of the vipers, and they have sent their pied pipers out to distribute their false doctrine among the people of Yahweh. And for this cause, God shall give them up to vile affections and turn them over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned who hold not the love of the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you are excused until you hear the truth. And after you hear the truth, if you don't repent, you're going with them. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you just don't give us no choice. The only choice you got is go to hell with all nations that forget God or remember what he said in Riley divide the word of truth and return to him and be a separate and a holy people, and Yahweh will receive you. That's what you must do. Men and brothers, what shall we do? That every subject be subject to the higher power. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, into the root of the olive tree. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, the Bible says that there's a fig tree and an olive tree, and we're going to be grafted in one to another, and we're going to bring forth fruit. The fruit tree that was cursed, or the fig tree that was cursed, that brought forth no more fruit, is not the tree that I'm hewn from. Even make the tree good and the fruit good. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there was no good fruit on the tree. He cursed it. This is the tree of international Canaanitism or human secularism, and there's a tree that it looks good, but the fruit is the spoiled figs of Jeremiah chapter 24. You need to go there to know what Pastor Buddy's talking about. And the true church of the living God is the one from the olive tree. The berries is not going to be mixed in with a fig tree. You can believe that. There's a generation of vipers on the earth tonight, and Pastor Buddy's talking about them. And if you'd like to know more about the situation, you need to call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. That's all the telephone number you'll need to get into the studio here tonight where Pastor Buddy's doing the show. I'm live tonight. This is Thursday. And we are at the point, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost at the countdown to put up the lamb. Dr. Jack has informed me that we will be in Passover on the 25th day, beginning in the sun going down at the 25th of this month in the second Passover. Now, I've taught on the second Passover here on Truth Radio. You need to get my message on the second Passover and the advantage of keeping the second Passover. It has a message within itself. That's why we do it, to commemorate and celebrate those in a far journey or those that have touched a dead body. We are dead like unto, we could resurrect you with the truth. And here we are in the 25th. We're going to be in an old-fashioned foot washing. Man, we're going to be dancing and singing. There'll be guitar playing. They're going to be picking the five string. Praise Yahweh and the guitars. Brother Jim and all the boys are going to be picking and singing over there. And we're going to be dancing and singing and washing feet and celebrating. Getting 11 out of our lives for an 8-day celebration that begins on the 26th day, which is on Sunday, the Passover of the full moon, and we will start our first day of a celebration on the evening of the 26th, beginning for the 7 days of celebration of unleavened bread. And we will meet every day for the 8 complete days of the feast. There in celebration in Andrews, North Carolina, you need to join us there and come and hear gospel preached. We're fun-loving. We are very, very serious students of the Bible. We got men and women that know more scripture than I do. And they will teach you and fellowship with you and give you the good things of Jacob Israel, and they will not preach to you human secularism. There will be no vile vipers there or no pied pipers. We're not blowing the little trumpet to get you to follow a human secular path. We're giving you the truth, and if you can't have the truth, it's a lamp to your feet. And we're going to light up the way and show you that you are Yahweh's chosen people. And if you ain't got enough guts to walk the path, you don't want to travel us no way. It takes men and women, men that are able to eat meat. Now, we love little lambs. Come, we're gentle with them. I have the ability to teach. I've been a full-time pastor for the last 40 years. Praise Yahweh. And I believe in the scriptures. I believe in the word of Yahweh. Now, write me, Pastor Buddy. Post office box 2284. I went to the post office box today, and I had 5 letters from people that had heard me that had never written to me before. You talk about a joy. My heart was just lifted up. I was so ecstatic. I was telling our brothers and sisters today that I said, you know, I'm just so overjoyed of knowing that there's people writing Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call from all over the United States and Canada. And for that matter, in foreign countries. So we welcome your mail. I look forward to hearing from you. If you're a first-time writer, write me. Sit down and write me. I'll keep all of your letters confidential. I don't show them. I burn them after I receive them so they won't be used against you as evidence. I destroy all the letters. I keep them written in my heart. So there'll be nothing here in the studios to indict you that you are one of us if you don't want to be. Praise Yahweh. The Bible said they dared not join themselves to them. Read the book of Acts. They dared not to join themselves. But when the Holy Ghost hit them, honey, they was joy and speaking full of glory. And the Bible said they continued with one mind and one accord and leaping and praising God. And if you want to see that going on, come to the feast in Andrews, North Carolina on the 25th of this month. We'll be there for 8 glorious days. You'll get to meet Pastor Buddy, and you'll get to meet all of the singers and the fine folks that are coming in from all over the nation. California, North Dakota, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi. Oh, man, I love the South and all those that's coming. But we'll accept you northern folks. Come on down, praise Yahweh. And we'll teach you some good southern hospitality and be good to you. We'll feed you a plate of them. A sister asked me out of Kansas. She said, Pastor Buddy, isn't that sacrificing? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, oh, my God, I thought that went out when Jesus was crucified on the cross. I said, you did? I said, ma'am, do you still eat meat? Why, yes, sir. I said, well, do you sacrifice? Well, she said, I guess it did. Well, I said, listen, something dies for you every day. So, ladies and gentlemen, we kill a lamb on Passover. Now, you can eat ham if you want to. But we don't have that on our menu. You won't be no pork there. There will be lamb. We're going to kill a lamb right there, kosher it. We'll kill it according to the directions of... Now, you say, well, that's sacrilegious. You ain't supposed to do that, glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it never was a sacrifice to Yahweh. It was always a meal given to the people. And we'll commemorate and remember it. They did it looking forward. We do it looking back. The time that he did come, they looked for he would come, and they kept it, and I'll challenge anybody that wants to debate me on the issues that they still kept it in the New Testament era, 70 to 80 years after the advent or the ascension of Christ. So then, we're into that. Now, I got to hurry up. Write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you tomorrow night as we close out this week on this exciting series. I'll be right back in the same on human secularism tomorrow night. Tune in and hear the rest of the story. Pastor Buddy, I will see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you, Jacob Israel, the chosen people, and avoid human secularism. It is of Satan the devil.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.